It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to a Sound Kitchen Flashback, a show which originally aired in 2011. Here we go. I had a wonderful letter from a lady in the U.S. a while back, and I called her right up. Here's our chat. Pamela Sowers is with us because she wants to share with the Sound Kitchen listenership her proudest achievement. And it's going to start by doing something that a lot of ladies don't like to do, which is telling their age.
I'm 61.
And why is that such an important part of your proudest achievement?
Well, I started back to college at age 60. I finally decided that if I was going to get it right, I needed to have that degree. And so a friend encouraged me to attend a small private college, and I found that it is the best decision I ever made.
Why is that?
I hadn't been in school for 40 years. And so I was quite nervous, quite concerned that this wasn't going to work out well at all. The professors would hate me. The students would loathe me. No one would talk to me. You know, I had plenty of dramatic ideas in my head.
Why do you immediately assume that the profs and the students wouldn't like you because of your age?
It wasn't just that. It was just life experience in some segments of our society is not valued. And I did not want to be the old fogey or the crone in the classroom. And I thought that might be the way some people would see me. I turned out to be totally wrong, thank God.
What are you studying?
I am majoring in English, and we are working on getting me a minor in philosophy. I'm going to have to take two philosophy classes next semester in order to do that.
So what was it like at 60, after a 40-year break in your academic career, that first day, that first week, that first month, relearning how to study, how to take notes?
Well, I had been a reporter for a while, so I was pretty okay on taking notes, although I didn't want to take notes for an hour and a half at a time, as some of my classes require. So that was hard to get used to. It was also hard to remember, okay, if it's Tuesday, I have to go to the writing center for an hour and a half, and then I have to go to this class and that class, and lunch is during the 10 minutes between these two classes. You don't have time between those two classes. You know, getting used to the idea that I was studying for 3 hours for every hour of class time, all of this was very hard the first month.
You wrote to me something about being afraid that old brains can't learn. And
turns out to be wrong.
So there's hope for us all yet, huh?
Oh, you bet. For some reason, when I started studying and really working on these various subjects, especially philosophy, I started feeling like I was really awake. I felt like I had been asleep for the preceding 2 years. I had been going to a job. I had been doing things. I'd been writing magazines and, you know, all of this. But once I started back to school, I was just full of new ideas. I was learning new stuff every single day. And the students were interacting with me, and I was interacting with professors, and it was like I was awake for the first time in a long time.
You wrote, too, of a particular joy in your paper that you'll present on Scholars Day.
Yes, the paper I presented on Scholars Day this last spring is now becoming known as the paper that will not die. I wrote the paper originally for an ethics class a year ago and then presented it at Scholars Day in April. And then it was selected by the Radical Philosophers Association to present at their biennial conference in November at University of Oregon.
So, Pamela, what are you going to do with your degree?
I'm not quite clear. I graduate on May 7th, and I may go on to graduate school and get a master's in philosophy, probably bioethics if I do that, or I may just go directly into teaching English as a second language.
Okay, you've chosen a piece of music you'd like for me to play. You want to introduce it?
Yeah, I guess so, because I chose this one because I know that I have to have all my education done by a particular date, which will be August 2nd in a few years. So I'll let you take it from there.
Okay, Pamela has asked for me to play When I'm 64 by the Beatles. Here it is. And Pamela, thanks for coming on the program.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad to spread the message that more and more people need to go out and get that education and have the fun of learning.
I hope you enjoyed today's Sound Kitchen Flashback with Pamela Sowers. This program originally aired in February 2011. Talk to you next week, same time, same place. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Postcard, drop me a line stating